friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95BFM.
Bow, bow. Hey, Celine.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm quite hot.
It's warm. Spring has squelched its way here.
Absolutely.
It is a humid time in Tāmaki Makaurau, which is a lovely time to work out how insulated your flats are as well.
Absolutely. Which
I think we've all found out the hard way at some point in our lives. We've got a bunch of questions from the listeners over the last fortnight and this morning. What's the first one here, Zoe?
All right, this person says, do I need to tell my property manager that two of our flatmates are a couple? I feel like I shouldn't have to, as there are still only four people on the lease.
Okay, this is a good question. And first of all, I would say you totally don't have to.
Sweet.
So I would look at the Privacy Commission's been interested in thinking about things that we don't have to tell our landlords, because often we're asked, whether in the like trying to get a property stage or information that you really don't have to tell them. So that's definitely something. I know it's difficult when you maybe have four people on the lease and maybe someone's partner's trying to move in, or that gets a bit more difficult. But if they know there's four people living there, all their names are on it, the relationships between all of you are not their business. So I just wouldn't give them that information. Maybe it's not a problem, but you don't have to.
Cool, it's good to know. We've got someone who says, it's looking like I'm going to have to break my fixed term contract. I'm a renter, they've put in brackets. Circumstances have changed and I will need to move, despite thinking I would be able to live there for a year. Is there any advice you have on making this as easy and as inexpensive as possible? I'm stressed this is going to break my bank account, as apparently I have to keep paying rent if they can't find someone to take over the lease. Lots of question marks.
Yeah, so this is definitely kind of why everyone kind of in tenancy advocacy is really arguing that trying to move into periodic is a lot better, because you have so much more power to leave if circumstances change. So I understand it is a little bit tricky and stressful. I would look up all your resources online. So Community Law have a good tenancy booklet, and if you kind of follow all of their, they have a really good breakdown, because basically you need some kind of agreement. You can agree with the landlord, so you can't just say you're leaving and give them a date. You kind of both need to agree that the fixed term will come to an end. Though, if your circumstances have changed, you can kind of go straight to the tenancy tribunal and argue that you should be able to break it because circumstances have changed. The law has recently made it a little bit easier as well, so you can assign your tenancy to another person. And so they've made it harder for the landlord to deny that without good reason. So you can, but that really includes you finding a new person and telling the landlord those details and making it a smooth transition. Within all of this, the landlord can still usually argue that there's cost associated, and that is kind of a number that there's not, has to be reasonable. But again, what reasonable is a difficult thing. So I would really read through all of those resources and kind of get your head around the changing law. But if you've lost your job or there's a particular change circumstance, you can kind of go through the tribunal, and that might make it easier to do so with more support. Again, I would get real advocates to help you. So maybe call Tenants Protection Association if your landlord pushes back. But really, you should just be able to assign the tenancy or talk to the landlord and break it earlier, work out what a reasonable cost is for doing that. But I know that doesn't often happen how you would hope.
Exactly. A neat little segue from that one actually into a text that's just come through from someone saying, does the landlord have to give different notice of leave for ending a periodic tenancy versus ending a fixed term? So what's the difference? I guess it's probably a good place to start in answering that question.
Yeah, and I don't actually know, but I do need to work that out. So that's something I could research for next week,
next time.
But because there's been quite a few changes lately in how we're dealing with both of those, so there's been a little bit of adjustment in how both of them are running, and because we're kind of, it seems like we're trying to push people more into periodic. So I need to check and look into that. But it's basically kind of, in terms of, in general with a fixed term, the landlord also can't just say it's over. So they're kind of more bound to it, which is why often sometimes people sign up for it because you know it's harder for that for you suddenly to be evicted, basically. So it kind of keeps both the tenant and the landlord more structured in place.
Okay.
But I can't give specifics, so I will look into that. That's
cool.
A good point.
Okay, we'll come back to that one next week then. How much notice does a landlord have to give you before they raise your rent?
Okay. I feel like I haven't had enough coffee this morning and all my ideas are just flying away. It's been too long. I've had too many public holidays. But I, you need a certain... So basically, they can't do it more than once a year.
Okay.
So they can't do it with more than once a year. I can't remember the exact specifics of time, but I can look up that quickly for next time as well. But they do have to give you written notice of that,
okay.
And there is a warning period. I just can't remember the exact period of time.
So go ahead.
I was just going to ask, is that the same for fixed term and periodic contracts?
Yep, so you can only raise the rent once a year. Mm-hmm. So often if you're on a fixed term, which I know a lot of us have been year by year, that kind of new signing of the lease is where they would raise the rent, which is often why it's good, maybe better to be on a periodic as well, because it doesn't give this like opportunity to make a new form with suddenly an extra $40 added in.
What about, I mean, when it comes to raising the rent, we've touched on this before, but I think we haven't talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
What if they chuck like a huge amount of money on?
Yeah, so you can definitely, you can contest that. So I would say, unfortunately, all of our regulation really is just that it has to be kind of at market rent.
Mm.
So if they're giving you a huge rise in rent, but it's still kind of within the realm of what's plausible for your suburb, it's harder. But if it is suddenly a huge jump, again, you can kind of be going to the tenancy tribunal and saying, this is so much more than we've been paying and there hasn't been an improvement to the house and we're having difficulty paying that. And then that can be some kind of, they could argue that down or they can restrict that happening, but it's kind of a short term, not a long term fix, as you can charge market rent and there's not really many protections on that yet.
Another day in paradise.
Mm. Truly.
Thank you, Celine, for some sage advice there, even when it just points out how bloody crap our law is for renters, really. But we will get back to some of those questions next time as well. As always, if you have questions or thoughts or things you're not really sure about in your renting situation, you can text us on 5395 or you can DM us on the 95BFM, either the Facebook page or the Instagram, which is 95BFM_breakfast on Instagram. And if you also want to get in touch with your union questions, next week we'll have Justine Sachs. Same places apply. Thanks, Celine. Have a good week.
You too.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.